Elizabeth Guo is here with us today. She is a student at North Allegheny High School, now a freshman, the age of 16. We'll talk a little bit about her as we progress through the next few minutes, but let's take a listen to her first. This is Elizabeth Guo. That was beautiful, Elizabeth Guo. And
I saw your thumbs up there. You're happy, I hope, with the way it sounded. What was the piece that you played?
I'm playing Mozart Piano Concerto, K537 in D major.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you studied piano?
I started when I was 5, so 11 years now.
Wow. And who is your current instructor?
Professor Hannah Wu Lee at CMU.
And have you thought about playing professionally? I mean, you might be playing professionally now, but I mean studying piano after high school, or it's a little early, but.
Well, when I was younger, I did want to be a pianist, an actress, a model, all those things. But now that I've, I guess, a little older, I've just realized that it's just so hard. Yeah, the professional pianists are really good. I don't think I would ever be able to reach that level.
Well, you are astounding. Are there other things, though, that you have a passion for?
I really like the idea of being a lawyer, but I'm not too sure if that's exactly where I'm going to be going. But
that's kind of interesting because I think I know from having taken piano lessons, and you kind of have to figure things out like a lawyer does a little bit, right? You have to kind of understand how you're going to approach a certain piece, and you have to be able to anticipate things. What got you interested in piano when you were 5?
Well, it was mainly my older sister. So she started piano when she was 5, but I'm like 5 years younger than her. So when she was around 10, I kind of like worshipped her, really. She was just so amazing. There's this one competition she attended yearly. It's at Cincinnati, the World Piano Competition. And she literally started winning every single year, starting from around, I forgot, 3rd or 5th grade. It was ridiculous. But it was because of her that I started liking piano. I heard piano sounds all throughout our, you know, house. And it was really inspiring because she practiced so many hours, but she never complained. And she really liked piano. And I think that's what got me interested in it.
And what's her name?
Stephanie. I think she's been on this radio station program.
She certainly has. Now, I didn't make that connection until you just said that. But yes, she has. Where is she now?
She's at Cornell University. She's a senior there now, so... Yeah, we're pretty far apart.
What's her major?
She's majoring in computer science.
That's great. Well, we will talk again, but you've got another selection. Is it another movement?
No, it's all part of the same piece.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And once again, here is Elizabeth Guo. Thank you.
Stephanie Guo. It's really fun to watch you play. You're very passionate and, forgive my saying so, you have very small hands and you're able. That must be a challenge sometimes, but it's you really seem to just go through these effortlessly as you're playing. Is it harder? I guess in some ways you can be more dexterous maybe, but some notes might be hard to reach. I've never really asked anybody that.
Well, whenever I try to play octaves, I can play them, but it's just whenever I have to play them in a row, it gets kind of difficult. And a lot of the pieces have octaves. So there have been, many pieces that I've wanted to play, but I know that if I modified it so that I could play it, it wouldn't sound good.
Have you ever written pieces to play?
No. Like at home, I fiddle around with the piano, but that's not really anything professional or to be proud of, so to speak.
My mom also had relatively small hands, and she loved to play a boogie-woogie type beat, which indeed, begins with an octave separation. And she always had trouble. She could do it, but she really had the separator pinky in her thumb, quite a distance to do it. We mentioned your sister earlier. Excuse me. Is there anybody else you might like to acknowledge or say hello to?
My mom. Every single time we have a competition, she would, after coming home from work, just start practicing with us, because she knows that sometimes it gets really boring when you have to practice a bunch of the technical exercises like canon. It's just really helpful to have her there behind you, supporting you. Obviously my piano teacher, who's helped me since I was very young, and I know when I was younger, I was pretty hard to handle, didn't really listen to anybody. So it's nice that she's had the patience to teach me, and I'm very thankful for her.
And she's been with you that whole time?
starting from around 9, actually.
Well, that's you're a very
still
different.
Still a long time.
The 7, 16, and 9, a lot happens between 9 and 16. Tell me about the Pittsburgh Concert Society and how they've helped you as an artist. The competition had to be, I don't know if there's apprehension or preparing for it. Did you feel nervous when you auditioned?
Really? Yeah. Because for the audition, I prepared 4 pieces that day, and it was just so nerve-wracking because I walked in and, there's only one person sitting there in the audience, and then I just go on stage and play my 4 pieces. It was so nerve-wracking, but
and it's just one person is hearing you.
Yeah. It was very, very nerve-wracking. But I guess through that competition, it was just one of the other things that helped me get over, I guess, stage fright in general. It just helps me develop more.
Yeah, in any of a variety of ways, too.
Yeah.
handling winning as you did, or potentially handling not advancing. And have you gone on to other competitions also?
Yeah. I don't know. I tried out for the Musical Kids thing in 2013, I think. And the competition I mentioned previously that my sister went to, I started going to yearly.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's great.
I can't really think of that many. With this piece, I'm planning on trying out for this other concerto competition. So, yeah.
Do you play other instruments?
I play the violin for our school orchestra. I'm in the chamber orchestra, but it's so competitive. It's like with piano, but everybody's striving to become first chair, and I'm just even happy that I'm in the orchestra.
North Allegheny has such a strong music program.
Yeah.
And it must be sometimes hard to accommodate everybody, I would imagine.
Yeah, we have a lot of things and sports too. So everybody has some sort of talent and they can find it.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. This is our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I maybe forgot to ask you?
Well, I guess to my siblings out there, I know they're not really listening right now, but thanks for coming.
They looked up as soon as you said that. They're multitasking, I think.
Yes, as well as definitely my dad, too. He brings me to all my activities, and he never complains. And sometimes I get mad at him if we're, you know, going to be late, but it's just I thank him so much for having the patience to take me to all these activities.
Well, it's been just terrific to have you here, and you've got one more piece that you'll play. What is the piece coming up?
It's the same thing. It's an excerpt from it.
So let's just identify it again if people are still tuning in. It's Mozart and
Piano Concerto in D major, K537.
Okay. And again, here is, with our thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society, Elizabeth Guo.